From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has cut $59 million of spending for schools, roads, and other programs to counteract new tax breaks enacted when lawmakers overrode his vetoes. The cuts include more than $24 million for K-12 schools, $20 million for highway projects, and more than $8 million for higher education. Nixon said the cuts were necessary to offset two newly enacted tax breaks, an income tax deduction for agricultural disaster aid payments, and a sales tax exemption for instructional classes as dance lessons. Columbia Access Television is preparing for cuts from the city's fiscal budget. The station was receiving $200,000 from the city as little as 2 years ago, but Columbia Finance Director Michelle Nix says that money is being redistributed to the general fund and community relations. The budget proposes $35,000 for the station this year. Nix says the 4th Ward Councilmember Ian Thomas is looking for a long-term solution for the station's finances.
He has mentioned giving them a permanent allocation within the budget in future years. Now, if it happens, would be up to the council.
Cat TV program director Sean Brown says fundraising from the community and private donors will need to increase to make up for the lost income. The Missouri Supreme Court will decide whether a proposed tobacco tax hike will go on the November ballot. Amendment 3 would increase cigarette taxes every year and add a 60-cent per pack fee, which would be paid by wholesalers. The money generated would go to a new early childhood health and education trust fund. Attorney Jane Duker says funds for education are greatly needed in Missouri.
I mean, every study will tell you that investing in early childhood education increases graduation rates, decreases crime, increases income on a long-term basis. This is a way for us to take a generation of kids and invest in them in a way we haven't done in decades.
Opponents of the amendment claim local competitors of big tobacco will be unfairly taxed. The City of Columbia Volunteer Programs will hold its second Recycling Ambassadors training session on Tuesday, September 20th. Ambassadors are asked to share a minimum of 12 hours per year to promote recycling by teaching tips and answering questions in their community. The volunteer program specialist Jody Cook says it's a great opportunity to educate citizens on proper recycling.
We are basically a wasteful society. We have so many options in Columbia for recycling. It needs to become a norm, and it's not a norm for most people. And so we just need to bring more awareness. Each of us can take a few steps, and we can recycle more.
Cook says the first training session was successfully held in February and attracted 25 participants. She's expecting the organization to grow. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.